May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Romans chapter 4, beginning in verse 20, speaking of Abraham coming to the place where he believed God when he was 99 years old. And the result was that Isaac, a year later, was born. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. And that's after 25 years of unbelief, he finally believed. And being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was also reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, not for his sake only was it written that it was reckoned to him, but for our sake also, to whom it will be reckoned as those who believe in him, who raised Jesus Christ our Lord from the dead. He who was delivered up, who died because of our transgressions, and was raised up because of our justification. The word justification, anytime in the New Testament you read the word justification, it's just the same word that's translated righteousness. It's actually the word right, or to do right, be right. It's the word righteousness. But translators will translate it a little bit different depending on the context. And many times they'll translate it justification or justified, and it really is wrong. They just need to be consistent in this talk about righteous or righteousness. And the scripture, in talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus, because this is just the third day of Easter, the Easter season, which is 50 days. Again, he says, and he was delivered up because of our transgressions. Jesus died on the cross in payment for our sin, but he was raised up because of righteousness. Or he was raised up in light of our need for righteousness. He was crucified in light of our need because of our transgressions, that our sin had to be paid for, that the sinner had to be crucified, but he was raised up because of our need to be able to do right, to be different. Righteousness. That's the point of the resurrection. There's a place in real familiar one, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. In his resurrection, because I was in him, I became one with the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, a lot of times when you hear people talk about this, especially charismatics, they'll use that phrase from a positional place. That's now your position before God. And there's truth of that, is that because I now am, my sins were paid for, the slave to sin was executed, I'm now in union with his risen life, and because of that, I've become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so now he no longer sees me as a slave to sin. He sees me as someone who has the ability, whose nature now is to do right. But not to do right by my own effort out of gratitude for what he did on the cross, but it's the very righteousness of God. It's a supernatural ability to do right, to live right before God, to do the right thing before God. And so because of that, I am at peace with him. He sees me as who I am in Christ different. So you may see yourself in light of the fact that you failed this morning as still a sinner, enslaved, struggling to win. He sees you as the righteousness of God because you're in Christ. But it also is promise and guarantee for me that I can have the peace of God, not just peace with God. Because when you walk in righteousness, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians, or Romans chapter 5, we've quoted a bunch over the years. It's one of my life verses. For if by the death of the one, death reigned through the one, much more, those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness are reigning in life through the one, Christ Jesus. The gift of righteousness is a person. The abundance of grace is a person. As we've said, grace has a face. That face is Jesus. When you're reigning, when you're winning, there's peace. Whenever there's war, there's no peace. But when the war, when the enemy's been disarmed and been defeated, then there's peace in the land. And when a person walks in righteousness, when they're winning in terms of over sin in their experience, then there's peace. There's not just peace with God, but there's the very peace of God. And so it's so significant when he says in this verse that he was delivered up for my transgressions, but he was raised up for my righteousness. Jesus was risen from the dead so that I could live a life of righteousness. But again, a life of righteousness is just a life of victory over the power of sin, regardless of the circumstances or the moods and the attitudes of people around you or their behavior. Again, he who knew no sin became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. It's not that he gave me this gift of righteousness called righteousness. It's the gift of him who is the righteousness of God. It's the supernatural ability of God in Christ to do the right thing before God instead of giving into sin, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of whether your feelings are going out for a break or not. And sometimes your feelings do that, you know. Sometimes your emotions take a break. Travel. Just because your emotions decide to take a tour through the wilderness doesn't mean you have to follow them. The gift of righteousness, the person of Jesus, that's mine because he's risen, is the supernatural ability of God to walk in victory over sin's power regardless of how I feel, regardless of what people say, regardless of what's going on around me, regardless of how people are behaving around me. And therefore, when you're winning, there's peace. Whenever you're reigning, there's peace. But the way they translate that verse, this is just extra, is beyond frustrating. It has to be because they don't know who they are in Christ. He was delivered up for our because of our transgressions, was raised up because of our justification. It's the word righteousness. You didn't just need to be forgiven. You needed to be remade. And that's what that verse says. And you were remade carrying the very righteousness of God. I can't tell you how many times, you know, when my story, is, you know, all know, is that when I discovered who I was in Christ, I was a Christian, but I was suffering from mental illness. I can't tell you how many times over the decades when in my flesh that whole stuff would just want to revisit, to show its ugly face, and all my emotions decide to go hang by its fingernails on the ledge of a 30-story building. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, I have to remember what's true about me. Those emotions are still tied to a body that's got the law of sin and death still in it. I can't pay attention to that, and I can't let it identify me or my failure to identify me. What's truth about me is that I'm in union with the very righteousness of God in Christ, and I can act out of that. I can believe from that, and I can move from that. And in the end, my emotions will be the caboose they were created to be, the follower, and not the engine that sometimes I let them be, the leader. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.